the Sadducees being more direct in their confrontation of Christ, ask him what is relatively a silly question because they themselves did not believe in the resurrection. But the Lord, as he always does, takes opportunity to try to bring them to a state of repentance. And so he uses their example to illustrate a more profound point. That is, the woman was the chosen people, and the brothers were the seven patriarchs who were called to lead the chosen people, to which they responded to none, and so they remained childless. That is, they turned the revelation of God into a means to try to establish a worldly kingdom. And so the Lord is pointing out to them and to all of us that we are not to live for worldly kingdoms, nor to seek to establish any mode that will bring us happiness in this life, because all children of all times and all places are to be raised in order that they may become citizens of heaven. To use this time as our sojourn, to use our sojourn in this life as a time in which we show God that we truly love him. And so, ultimately, our Lord is instructing them that because they did not really live the commandments of God, and most especially, they did not put the one God before their strange gods and their strange philosophies, they had no inheritance in the resurrection. And so it would be given to another people, that is, the Gentile peoples. And indeed, there would be seven patriarchal churches established in the early life of the church, and from them would flow the spreading of the gospel and of the Catholic Church throughout the whole world. And she would be truly faithful, led by holy patriarchs, that is, those faithful to the teaching of Christ. And so, ultimately, today's gospel is a call for all of us to be reminded that Christ has established a church in a hierarchical fashion, and the patriarchs of the church are all the bishops throughout the world united to the Pope in matters of faith and morals. And so we must constantly pray for the hierarchy of the church, that they become those holy patriarchs that the Lord speaks of, in order that they may truly give to him citizens for heaven. For ultimately, our Lord's promise to Abraham is fulfilled in the mystical body, for it is her children that will be like the sands of the on the shore of the sea, because she is always and everywhere seeking one thing, that is, the eternal salvation of all souls. And so, let us be reminded this day to pray always for our bishops, and most especially for our Holy Father, that they remain faithful to the teachings of Christ, and hence raise all citizens of this world for the citizenship of heaven. That is, they witness to the truth in season and out of season, in good times and in bad times, because they are driven by one mission, that is, the mission of Christ. He came in order to bestow on us the fullness of truth and to give us the grace in order to live that truth. And when the leaders of the church are inspired by this ideal, then the church always and everywhere flourishes, because she is always and everywhere producing children for heaven. And so, let us be good citizens of our nation by recognizing that we cannot have happiness in this life, because we must first pass from death, and then we will experience the joy of the resurrection if we have remained faithful to Christ. And it is only with this understanding that any citizen of any nation can persevere in that virtue of patriotism, which recognizes the good things of its nation and the bad things of its nation. It strives to augment the good things, and it strives by every legitimate means fashionable to bring its nation to its senses when it has abandoned the gospel of Christ and began to promulgate false doctrines that ultimately are the same thing the Sadducees were looking for, a paradise on earth, a place that does not exist, because paradise is not to be found here. It is to be found where the good angels and all the saints now reside, that is, in heaven, where we hope to join them in praising our good God together for all eternity.